Bíomh cóirte ismise Joe Bollard. Tá fáilte roiad go dtí ar chlár Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard and I want to welcome you to our program Sounds Irish, a program of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A program I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish.
Dave Cordia, the Falchi Roeth Giddy Air Clar Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. Welcome to our programme, Sounds Irish, for this week. Before we start, and I'm sure you've already been told, but this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air, but you can contact me at any time. JoeBollard2@aircom.net is the email. JoeBollard and a figure 2 at eircom.net and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. I'd love to hear from you. We've got some new tracks for you this week, tracks we haven't played before. We've also got some good old favourites and some requests that we play for you as the programme goes on. Thady Quill. Now there's a name to conjure with. Thady Quill from County Cork. And there was such a man. I've done research on this. Yes, there was such a man as Thady Quill. A great man for drinking porter, courting young maidens and playing hurling, which is, well, you all know about hurling. It's a game, well, it's like hockey, but it's a lot more rough and a very popular game here in Ireland. However, we won't talk about hurling for the moment. We'll get Chris Hennessy's version of this song. Now, I have played Anne-Marie O'Riordan's version of it a couple weeks ago, I think. And some months ago, I discovered the Joe Lynch version of the ballad of Thady Quill, T-H-A-D-Y. And let's hear about the renowned Mr. Quill and what he got up to from Chris Hennessy.
All you maidens do hallow, or anxious for courting, a word of advice I will give unto ye. Come on down to Bantyre to the athletic sporting, and hand in your name to the club committee. Have a tune at a range, any sketch of your programme, till a carriage you see coming over the hill. Down through the valleys and glens of Kilcorny, with their elegant sportsman, the bold Thady Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or boating, for drinking black porter as fast as you feel. Now in all your days roaming you'll find them so jovial as the muscary sportsman, the bold Thady Quill. Had a great hurling match between Cork and Tipperary. It was played in the park on the banks of the Lee. Now our own darling boys were afraid of being beaten, so they sent for bold Thady to Ballinagree. Now he hurled the ball right and left in their faces, and he showed them Tipperary boys' action and skill. If they touched on our lines, he did manfully brave them, and the papers were full of the praise of Thady Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, for drinking black porter as fast as you fill. Now in all your days roaming, you'll find them so jovial as the muscary sportsman, the bold Thady Quill. At the Cork exhibition there was a fair maiden whose fortunes exceeded a million or more, but a bad constitution had ruined her completely, and medical treatments had failed more and more. A mother, says she, don't I know what it ails me, what will cure this disease which is certain to kill. Give over your doctors and medical treatments, I'd rather one squeeze from the bold Thady Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or boating, for drinking black porter as fast as you fill. Now in all your days roaming, you'll find them so jovial as the muscary sportsman, the bold Thady Quill. For show you'll find them so jovial as the Muskerry sportsman, the bold lady Quill.
The Bold Teddy Quinn, or the Bowled Teddy Quill, as one track has it. I think it's Joe Lynch's version calls him the Bowled Teddy Quill. Now, the Dubliners. Now, this is a song entitled The Banks of the Roses. Now, I'm not quite sure about this, because I think there's a double meaning behind this particular song. Maybe it's just me and my mind, but it's typical Dubliners and their version of The Banks of the Roses. And have a listen to the lyrics and see if you agree with me.
On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. And in the middle of the tune, now she smiled and she said, "Yeah, Johnny, lovely Johnny, won't you leave me?" When I was a young one, I heard me father say that he'd rather see me dead and buried in the clay sooner than be married to any runaway. By the lovely sweet banks of the roses, on the banks of the roses, me love and I sit down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she smiled and she said, "Yeah, Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me?" Well, then I am no runaway, and so would I let them know that I can take the bottle or can leave it alone. And if our daddy doesn't like it, he can keep his daughter at home, and young Johnny will go roving with another. On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. And in the middle of the tune, oh, she smiled and she said, "Yeah, and Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me?" And when I get married, 'twill be in the month of May, when the leaves, they are green, and the meadows, they are gay. And me and my true love, we'll sit and sport and play by the lovely sweet banks of the roses. On the banks of the roses, me love, I sat down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. And in the middle of the tune, oh, she smiled and she said,
some well-deserved applause for the Dubliners there, featuring Luke Kelly. And what did you think about those lyrics? Were they double meaning? Well, I leave you to work that one out. When I was a young lad, and I mean a very young lad, about 10 years old, they discovered at my school that I had, well, quite a good voice, and they decided to enter me in for a competition, a singing competition. They were held every year, I think, in Liverpool, in one of the big music stores, and I represented my school, and I think I won a cup or a something or a plaque or something for singing. And I sang this song. Now, as a 10-year-old, it didn't mean a lot to me. I just sang the notes I was taught to sing and how to sing them and what to do. And apparently the judges were pleased with what I did, and the whole school was. And for at least 3/4 of an hour, I was a bright young boy of the school. But this song, when I hear it, takes me back to those years, all those times, many years ago. And I know my dear friend Mary in Mississauga likes this song as well. Andy Cooney singing one of Thomas Moore's melodies.
Those endearing young charms that I gaze on so fondly today, were to fade by tomorrow and fleet in my arms, like fairy gifts fading away, thou would still be adored. At this moment thou art, let thy loveliness fade as it will. And around the dear ruin, each wish of my heart will entwine itself verdantly still. It is not while beauty and youth are thine own, and thy cheek unprofaned by a tear, and the fervor and faith of a soul can be known, for which time will but make thee more dear. For the heart that has truly loved never forgets, man is truly loves on to its close. As the sunflower turns on her god when he sets, the same look that she gave when he rose. As the sunflower turns on her god when he sets, the same look that she gave when he
Now, if you remember those words, believe me, if all those endearing young charms, it didn't mean an awful lot to a 10-year-old boy, I can tell you, but that did. Wasn't that a lovely version by Andy Cooney there? Believe me, right. Now, a few moments ago, I played the Dubliners and the Banks of the Roses, and I talked about double meaning and words, and but that's the way they used to do it in folk songs, the way they didn't have to sing, as one good friend of mine says, and I hope I'm not offending anybody, they didn't have to sing the dirty bits. They sort of covered them up with double meaning. This one is the same. Paddy Riley's version of the song that we've heard quite often, A Bunch of Time.
Come all you maidens, young and fair, all you that are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal away your time, for time it is a precious thing, and time brings all things to my mind. Time with all its labors along with all its joys. Time brings all things to my mind. Once I had a bunch of time. I thought it never would decay. On came a lusty sailor who chanced to pass that way. He stole my bunch of time away. The sailor gave to me a rose, a rose that never would decay. He gave it to me to keep me well minded of when he stole my time away. So come all you maidens, young and fair, all you that are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your guard. Fair. Let no man steal away your time.
At the beginning of the program, when I was playing the Thady Quill track, I mentioned the lovely singer Anne-Marie O'Riordan. I don't think we could have a Sounds Irish program without Anne-Marie O'Riordan. She is, well, she's just wonderful. Number one in my book, as regular Sounds Irish listeners will know. Now, here she's singing a song entitled Come Back to Abbey Feel. Now, we've played this before, and I still am not quite sure whether Abbey Feel is in Kerry or in Limerick. Now, if it's on the borders of, but it doesn't matter where it is, with Anne-Marie singing like this, you would certainly come back. She is wonderful. Anne-Marie, and Come Back to Abbey Feel.
The golden corn is high, my love, where wild winds whisper free. But I must take that lonely road that leads down to the sea. You sleep upon the towering hill, where twilight shadows steal, and hear the wild winds whispering, come home to Abbey Field. The New York lights are shining bright, our streets are cold and grey. A man must leave the dying hours to greet the newborn day. My memory roams wild and free as I wait an alien dawn. Of Mary T, who walked with me to greet the summer morn. Is that harvest moon still shining bright? upon the Fales gold stream. Do stars or mean a halo lights up the meadows green? Do maidens glide the river sides and dance the forehand reel? And do lovers stray from Trasnoway near my town of Abbeyfield? Where are they now, that gallant band that fought with awesome skill? Brave Larry Ellen Hartnett, Bomber Foley from the hill. Oh, Donald Gahine and O'Rourke, I can but name a few. They made their stand, that freedom grand might hail the morning dew. The New York dawn is shining bright, her streets are cold and gray. My feet are on this city street, but my dreams are far away. Soon I'll fly that starlit sky, and when twilight shadows steal, then you'll walk with me in my memory near my town of Abbeyfield.
You know, I love songs that tell stories in the lyrics. And here we have the Benn sisters. Now, the Benn sisters from Northern Ireland are very good country singers. They sing a lot of country music and sing it very well. But here, well, it's not so much country. Maybe it is, but she's telling the story, or they're telling the story, of the Connemara Marble Ring. Now, we've heard about the Claddagh Ring, which is also in Connemara. So here, they're telling the story of the Connemara Marble Ring. And it is a story. Listen to the lyrics.
Her family sent her away. When a boy from Connemara won her heart, before she left, he gave her a ring, the most beautiful one she'd ever seen, to remind her of his love when they were apart. She left for England alone. He went back to his Galway home. It was the last time that they ever kissed goodbye. Oh, never again would he hold her near. With all of her heart, she loved him dear. One last promise she made him as she cried, "My Connemara marble ring, everywhere with me I'll bring, and to everyone its praises I'll sing." She told me of the promise she had made. Now I can wear her ring with pride. I know Grandma never lied until today. Upon her finger it had stayed. My
My first request of the program this week is, believe it or not, for Paddy. Now, Paddy's got to be Irish, right? I don't think he's from anywhere else. He's not, actually. Paddy listens to me in Dublin here in Ireland, and he's one of my regular listeners to the program. He emails me quite often, and he said, Joe, could you possibly play Patsy Watcorn's version of Fiddler's Green? I heard you play Dermot O'Brien's version of it a couple of weeks ago, but I think, Joe, that the Patsy Watcorn version is a much better version. Okay, Paddy, just for you here in Dublin, we'll see. Here's Patsy Watcorn and Fiddler's Green. You know Fiddler's Green, it's where fishermen go when they don't go to hell. Well, so the song says anyway.
As I walked by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, buys me time, it's not long. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the dockside be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. The skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail. Where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers,
no more on the dark side we sing. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. When you get back on dock and the long journey's true, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and there's bottles of rum growing from every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
A few moments ago, I was talking about Anne-Marie O'Riordan. I could spend all day talking and listening to Anne-Marie O'Riordan, but I was mentioning the fact that we couldn't have a Sounds Irish program without an Anne-Marie track. Well, I also think that we couldn't have a Sounds Irish program without a Daniel O'Donnell track. I was discussing this with some of my friends the other day, the huge amount of support there is for Daniel O'Donnell. Daniel, I think, has become, over the past, would it be 30 years? Maybe I'm a bit stretching it here, but the most popular Irish act around in the world, I think. And that's saying something. Certainly solo act, anyway. Let's put it like that. Wherever Daniel goes, whatever venue, whether it's Australia, New York, London, Dublin, Athlone, Ballina, it's booked out. Immediately the tickets go on sale. He is so popular. Here he's singing that lovely song about the lady that he met on the road to Galway, near Aran Mhor, which is a village near Galway City, in the county Galway. And he meets this girl. Ah, oh, well, you know the story. Here's Daniel.
Near Aran Mhor, in the county Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome, her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and round her shoulders was a gold. We kept on walking, she kept on talking, till her father's cottage, it came into view. Said she, come in, sir, and meet me father, and for to please him, lay the foggy dew. I played the blackbird and the stack of barley. Rodney's glory and the foggy dew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, and the tears stood in her eyes of blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. 'Twas early, early, all in the morning, I hit the road for Auld Donegal. Said she goodbye, sir. She smiled and kissed me, but my heart remained with the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none. But she wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl, and round her shoulders was the Galway shawl.
Do you know, one of the things that appeals to me about Daniel O'Donnell's singing is the fact that he hasn't at any time hidden his Donegal accent. It stays there. Other singers might be tempted to sort of sing pseudo North Atlantic American accents, particularly if he's singing a country song, but he doesn't. You know immediately he starts to sing that that's Daniel O'Donnell. This is Dervish.